Behind the Din of the Horns. Sam Schwartz is back, as he has been every Thursday in April, to talk about his unified theory of New York transportation. He's known as Gridlock Sam in the Daily News. He's a former New York City traffic commissioner and now runs the traffic planning firm Sam Schwartz Engineering, where his latest pro bono project is this attempt to balance the competing demands of mass transit riders, commercial carriers, cars, pedestrians, and bikes, and get everyone moving in ways that maximizes the benefits and rationalizes the costs for one and all. You can check out his ideas in a PowerPoint presentation that we have linked to on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Thanks for coming in again, Sam.
Great to see you, Brian.
Today we're going to talk about commercial traffic. So I hope there are some truck drivers out there who can call us up at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and share your view of traffic congestion and traffic routing in and around New York City and what you think needs to be changed. Truck drivers, you're up. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Sam, you touched briefly in a previous visit about a big issue for trucks being that they wind up on residential streets, which isn't good for anyone.
Yeah, and Brian, it's going to get worse. In the next decade, we may have a trucking disaster in the borough of Brooklyn. And that's because there aren't expressways except for the one that runs along the waterfront, the BQE, Gowanus. And that's in trouble. The Gowanus itself, the state hasn't made a decision what to do with it. We've got the triple cantilevered section of the BQE that's also on hold. And then the Kosciuszko Bridge is going to undergo reconstruction. The good news is you've got a governor and a state commissioner that are saying, we're going to act. It's enough time. We've been futzing around with the Gowanus. I was in government. I left in 1990. In the 1980s, we were screwing around with the Gowanus. It's crumbling, and the triple cantilever is worrisome. What would happen if we lose those? Well, all the trucks would dump onto Brooklyn streets. Many of them are dumping on Brooklyn streets right now.
Perhaps the biggest offender is what you call the Verrazano Bridge boondoggle. It costs $70 to go from JFK to New Jersey by way of the Verrazano Bridge, but it's free if they go through downtown Brooklyn and Manhattan. $70? What kind of vehicles are we talking about?
Those are the five-axle. Those are the biggest trucks. What we do is we invite the biggest trucks to drive down Flatbush Avenue, go through downtown Brooklyn and all the neighborhoods along that, Park Slope, Prospect Heights, go over the creaky 102-year-old Manhattan Bridge, and then bounce along Canal Street and go through Soho and Chinatown, and then go up Hudson Street to go to 8th Avenue to the Lincoln Tunnel, or the smaller trucks use the Holland Tunnel. A crazy system. If they use the highways, the expressways built for them, $70 because of that one-way tolling system.
Which gets back to what we discussed a few weeks ago about your idea to rationalize the tolls. So even though you would charge more for drivers to get into Manhattan over the Manhattan Bridge, for example, overall, everybody would be better off, you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. The truckers would be better off. The people that are doing business in Manhattan, especially the truckers in Manhattan, would be better off. And truckers would have a revenue stream. I'd rebuild the Belt Parkway for trucks. And that would solve so many trucking problems that we're having right now.
Belt Parkway. I'm glad you brought it up, because I want to take a historical look at this for a second. Cars and trucks seem to be given parallel thoroughfares all over our area. The Merritt Parkway versus I-95 in Connecticut, the Turnpike versus the Garden State Parkway, the LIE versus the Northern State, the Thruway versus the Taconic. Was this all Robert Moses' design?
Yeah, that was all Robert Moses' design. And in fact, he had a parallel route for trucks that never got built, the Cross Brooklyn Expressway that went through people's backyards. And we probably would have had another example of the Cross Bronx Expressway. We're not going to do that. We're not going to rip up people's homes in Midwood and Flatbush and a whole host of other neighborhoods. So we do have a highway, but this is strange. On the highway, we put the cars. On the local streets, we put the trucks. I lived in Flatbush, raised my family in Flatbush. Those truckers barrel down Caton Avenue, and every year they crush a few children with them. Not to mention the horrible air quality in Flatbush, in Brownsville, East New York, East Flatbush, because the trucks are using local streets.
And so letting them on the belt which runs along, you know, the southern edge of Brooklyn, would that alleviate much of that?
Oh, tremendously. First of all, we'd have to rebuild the belt. Robert Moses built it with insurance that trucks couldn't use it, actually insurance so that buses couldn't use it, and keep the hoi polloi off the Belt Parkway and away from Jones Beach, and only allow those people in pleasure vehicles to use the belt. So he built these overpasses that were just a little bit too low for any large vehicles to pass.
Leo, driving southbound on 87. Hey, Leo, where are you?
Hi. Right now I'm in Yonkers, southbound. I'm driving a tractor trailer right now.
And what do you think about all this?
Well, how do we get merchandise to the stores in a manner that would cut the cost down for not just the merchants, but the customers who go to the merchants to purchase the goods? I mean, if you have you would have a higher flow of truck traffic if you have to come into these larger stores in smaller vehicles. How would you get around that?
Sam, are you suggesting a different type of vehicle?
No, I'm not suggesting that we use smaller vehicles. And we, you know, the New York State rules are up to 55 feet without a permit. So this trucker would continue to be allowed. And the bridges, the Manhattan, the Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens bridges would all be lowered in tolls. And so cost of traveling would be less.
Leo, as you're driving around in this area, what's the biggest thing that makes you say to yourself, gosh, this route is so wrong, if only they would what?
Well, if only they would, I guess, open up stores in areas where there are larger streets.
that would help, definitely. Thank you very much. Certainly help driving a big semi.
That's for sure.
Santiago in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, well, you know, the highways crew was created back in, when were they created, the 20s or 30s? I mean,
the highway system was the 30s through the 50s and 60s.
There you go. I mean, what was the size of the trucks back then? What was the amount of traffic back then? I mean, we lost all our port business. I mean, I worked at the Jersey piers. You got 300, 400, 500 trucks a day, probably more than that, 1,000 a day.
So this is
going in each port.
So this is the time to reimagine it for the 21st century. What would you do if you could? Where do you drive, and what would you do if you could?
Well, I work the piers locally. I'm home every night.
Okay.
So I got to deal with cargo that comes into New York. You know, from Jersey, and then take the cargo back, the empty cargo back to the piers. But I mean, a lot of our truck traffic is exacerbated by the fact that we're entertaining all the trucking traffic from Maine to Florida and back coming through New York. There has no business coming through New York. Yeah. I mean, we got the situation is bad enough as it is. The Bell Park would be a great idea to open up. Even trucking going out to the just the Kennedy Airport.
Thank you, Santiago, very much. Good luck out there. He makes an interesting point that I-95 is both a local road and, you know, part of the through traffic up down the East Coast.
Yeah, and I-95 is critical, and we have to maintain I-95, and in some areas we may have to expand it. And in the New York area, fortunately, we do have the Parkway concept with the Garden State Parkway. It keeps some of the car traffic off of I-95. It's a critical corridor, but he's right. So much traffic goes through New York City, and I'm glad he appreciates the fact that one of the biggest generators of trucks is Kennedy Airport, and the belt could solve a lot of those problems.
We have a comment on our comments page from Mark in Paris, and he writes, here in Paris, the city and other entities are pushing for a return to waterborne freight. For example, two chains of supermarkets are now shipping merchandise to some of their Paris stores by barge on the Seine from ports near their warehouses in the suburbs. I wish I had seen this comment when Santiago was on, since he works at the piers. Another project is to adopt tramways, trains for freight shipments. New York City was born and grew up as a port. How is water used for freight, and how could it be used?
Well, water it can no longer be used for freight the way it once was, because our waterfront, we've decided over the past 30 years to make this into recreational trails. There's no way we're going to have a big port interrupt the Hudson River waterfront or the Brooklyn waterfront. So we can expect to have some passenger shipments, and we can have the IKEA ferry was a terrific idea that we proposed. But beyond that, I'm not seeing waterborne transportation for anything other than passengers when it comes to Manhattan or most of Brooklyn.
Keenan in Brooklyn likes your Belt Parkway idea, I think. Hi, Keenan.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. I just think that it would be a tremendous help if the Belt Parkway and maybe some of the other parkways were open, because you got to think there's so much traffic where the trucks go that if the other roads were open, it would be less traffic for everybody because the trucks wouldn't be crammed to just certain routes.
Yeah, exactly right. And the trucks are now congregating either on the BQE, on local streets, or some of them go right through Midtown Manhattan because they're afraid of what they'll find on the Gowanus, on the Trench, on the Triple Cantilever, on the Kosciuszko Bridge. So they are using 34th Street as a truck route.
Alexander in Manhattan, you're on with Sam Schwartz, who knows how to say Kosciuszko.
Yes, I know how to say Kosciuszko. I just wanted to say a couple of comments. Number one, my dad and my brother both drive trucks, and I grew up working with my dad throughout the summers. One thing that I find is extremely unfair to most small businessmen and business drivers is you have to get a commercial license. You have to get a commercial plate for your car. You pay commercial insurance, but yet you have to pay metered parking on commercial plates in the city of New York. I think it's an unfair tax. By the way, I love the show, and I love the fact that you're covering the infrastructure. That is the future of New York. If we do not take care of our infrastructure now, we're going to pay for it triple fold in the future. Another thing I'd like to comment on is right after 9/11, we had where there was restrictions on traffic coming into Manhattan, where it had HOV lanes. Why don't we bring some of that back, 6 to 10 a.m. HOV, and you'd have much more trucks moving back and forth throughout the city. Love the program. I'll leave any of your comments off air. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all of that, Alexander. And we can deal with a couple of those before we run out of time. How about the formerly free parking for commercial vehicles?
Yeah, commercial vehicles have a lot of free parking in New York City. I don't think there's a shortage of that, except in Midtown Manhattan. And it makes sense to have congestion pricing for commercial vehicles. As far as getting commercial plates, that should be required. We shouldn't confuse passenger cars and vehicles used for commercial purposes.
In your plan, what about deliveries to Midtown? Would there be a charge to enter in addition to the bridge toll?
Yeah, just like anybody, any trucker that comes, not in addition to the bridge toll, but any trucker that comes in right now from New Jersey has to pay a toll. Many truckers that come in from Brooklyn through the Battery Tunnel pay a toll. Same thing with the Midtown Tunnel. It would be identical.
You've labeled your plan a more equitable transportation formula for the New York metro area, and you managed to avoid barely using the words congestion pricing. Is that part of selling it?
Absolutely. It's congestion pricing is dead on arrival. This is a far broader plan than congestion pricing. Congestion pricing conjures up images of taking money from motor vehicle drivers and giving it to transit riders. What this does is it takes the whatever revenue is generated and it distributes it to roads, to bridges, to transit, and it also lowers tolls for over 600,000 drivers every single day going through the Throgs Neck, the Whitestone, the Verrazano, the Rockaway bridges, the Triborough Bridge.
And I know you're trying to get buy-in from the groups who were opposed to the mayor's congestion pricing plan. Are you getting a better reception? Do you think that your plan is getting a serious hearing in the halls of power?
It's beginning to get a serious hearing. A lot of the people that opposed congestion pricing said, Sam, this is the best plan I've seen to date. However, if you raise a dime on anybody, I can't support it. So I have encountered some elected officials that are like that. But I'm beginning to get some bipartisan support. So I'm hearing from both sides of the aisle.
And who needs to take action for your plan to come to fruition? Congress is responsible for the Verrazano Bridge boondoggle. But what about the rest of the plan? Is it mainly up to Albany, meaning Governor Cuomo first?
Yeah, it's really up to Albany, and it comes down to the three men in the room and the mayor. And we've got to get the Assembly, we've got to get the Senate on board, and, of course, the governor. The governor is key to this. The mayor is not going to lead with his chin, but I've had a warm reception from City Hall to date.
Sam Schwartz, former New York City traffic commissioner, Gridlock Sam in the Daily News. He runs his traffic planning firm, Sam Schwartz Engineering, and his latest project is his pro bono attempt that we've been talking about to balance the competing demands of the roads of New York. We will wrap up this series next Thursday with a look at what's in his plan for mass transit. Sam, thanks again.
Thank you, Brian.